From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson, participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh, told the Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed great potential. He was very straightforward about the presence of Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated, allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Salman went on to say that we reaffirm our support for the unity and stability of our brother country of Iraq. Well, Abadi voiced his approval of the thriving relations between our two brotherly countries. Iran's foreign minister said on Twitter, he described a U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over. He says there are no more militants in Marawi. The declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. The president, Rodrigo Duterte, also declared at that time that Marawi was liberated from the terrorist influence, though military officials said 20 to 30 armed militants still remained there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.